Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well,
I'm a savvy late-night dive bar.
We'll get caught up a little bit more with Fred now that he's back from his vacation. We got Sue's news on a Monday that may or may not include insect news. There's also some reference to a show that may have taken place in a different time with some actors that you'll find interesting. And Stranger Things has announced that the kids will be back. You know, the fifth season they've announced. These kids are now 40 and 41 years old, but it's going to be fun to watch Stranger Things anyway. So we asked this question on the roundtable on Friday, and I've been one that is quite often over the decades preached about entitlement reform because you really can't get to the core of cutting government spending without that. But you know, I think it's too early to rule whether DOGE was a failure because it's still during the process. Now, Elon held this event with Trump over the weekend. He did this interview on CBS Sunday Morning.
It's a bit unfair because, like, DOGE became the whipping boy for everything. So if there was some cut, real or imagined, everyone would blame DOGE. I've had people think that, like, DOGE is going to stop them from getting their Social Security check, which is completely untrue.
Well, of course, the media has lied about that. Now that the big, beautiful bill is going over to the Senate, not all of the Republicans are on board with every aspect of the big, beautiful bill. Even our own Senator Josh Hawley is raising some concerns about the Medicaid cuts, which really aren't cuts because they're just reducing the level of spending. But that's Washington speak. And here's Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky.
The math doesn't really add up. It's about $320 billion in new spending. To put that in perspective, that's more than all the DOGE cuts that we've found so far. I think there are four of us at this point, and I would be very surprised if the bill at least is not modified in a good direction.
Former State Senator John Lamping is with us to react to that this afternoon. You often hear him on the Reardon Roundtable on Friday. And John, I go way back talking about a lot of these issues, so I'm very curious about your opinion. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, I couldn't be better. It's great to be with you.
And don't forget at the end here, I'm making a mental note, there's a great wine and jazz festival that you're part sponsor in Augusta. So we'll give a little plug to that here at the end of the segment. But I'm very genuinely curious to hear what you would react to Rand Paul's comments in particular, because you like Senator Paul. I like a lot of what Senator Paul stands for. When it comes to DOGE and the big, beautiful bill, Elon, of course, said it can be big and maybe it can be beautiful. Can't be both at the same time. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I agree with Rand Paul, and you know, he recognizes the fact that we're spiraling out of control with respect to our deficit. And Washington speak for cutting is not to cut, but to slow the rate of growth, which is at best what this beautiful bill does. You know, he's frustrated, and he's been that way for a long time. And all of us would think it's just common sense of, you know, if you're taking in $5 trillion and we're spending $7 trillion, which we've been doing the last 5 years, that you have to stop it. Unfortunately, the great big bill doesn't do that. You know, I really liked DOGE. I think it was fantastic. It exposed where how much waste is in the system. I think the annual $300 billion going to USAID was worth that. That alone was worth it for Doge.
Right. Yeah.
But to turn an analysis of waste into an elimination of waste requires Washington to participate. And unfortunately, you know, Washington is very very corrupt and very set in its ways. And no one wins unless everybody wins, and everybody only wins when everybody gets paid. So I think what's going to happen is the Senate's going to pass a bill that has more spending cuts in it, and it's going to go back to the House. And, you know, that bill only passed by, what, one or two votes?
Yeah, right.
And I think in the end, it'll be the House that'll have to bend over backwards and vote for the great, big, beautiful bill. But I think it won't get out of the Senate unless it is at least a more serious attempt at cutting spending.
So some of this, I had Jason Smith, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, and Ann Wagner on last week. Some of that is they say, look, we can't go against some of the or at the discretionary spending because this is through reconciliation. But John, you know as well as I do, and I feel like I've been talking about this for three decades, mainly because I've been talking about this for three decades, there is realistically no way to peel back this spending unless you look at Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. It's just not even possible. So how do we get to that point? What I said on Friday on the roundtable is I just don't see it ever happening because there's not going to be Republicans with intestinal fortitude. And President Trump has made it clear we ain't touching those things right now. When in our lifetime or my daughter's lifetime or my grandchild's lifetime will we ever have a serious conversation about that? And I said this too, and you and I may agree to disagree on this, but, you know, Paul Ryan's name is persona non grata in the Republican Party. And I understand how people have moved on, but I started talking about Social Security reform with Paul Ryan in the early 2000s, and he was a policy wonk, and he wanted to fix it, and he knew we had to fix it. And by the way, I think it's somewhat fixable, but nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, well, look, Paul Ryan's mistake was he was trying to cut Social Security at the same time he was trying to cut corporate taxes, and just politically was just never going to play. You know, like when everybody's at the trough, the only way you can get people to have less in the trough is they all take a step back together. And so that process doesn't work. You know, what will happen eventually is we will have a financial crisis unlike any financial crisis we've had before. It'll be a monetary financial crisis, which means that the world will lose faith and confidence in the dollar as a global reserve currency. When that happens, we'll have a big economic downturn accompanied with very high inflation because the dollar loses purchasing power. And that's the inevitability. That's what will happen if the deficits are allowed to go uncontrolled as they've been up till now. This administration's plan is to try to grow your way out, meaning, you know, the country, the economy as measured by GDP has been averaging around 2%. And if we can get it to grow 3%, instead of collecting only $5 trillion in taxes, given our current tax base, maybe we could collect 7, 8, or 9 and keep pace with spending. You know, the chances of that happening, I think, are relatively slim, but that's the path we're going down. It's not cutting spending to narrow the deficit. It's just to grow the economy to try to increase the total taxes received.
Former State Senator John Lamping with me this afternoon. You often hear him on the Reardon Roundtable. Did you hear that clip that I played with Scott Jennings reacting to Debbie Dingell just a few minutes ago?
No, I didn't hear it now, but I heard it earlier.
Okay,
it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Really good. But let me follow that up with even Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase.
We have to acknowledge the grievances that have put us in this position to start with, and they're real, okay? Immigration, the hell are we doing? EVs and cars and wasting a lot of money on green stuff, which isn't going to work. Do you think people in inner cities thought they were getting anything? Do you think that those people think that the American government is fair and competent and that this was in their best interest?
That speaks volumes right there. And it seems like the Democrats still do not get that. I have some great audio that I'm going to share in the next segment from John Fetterman, where, and you know, he's been under attack because he said some things that have made sense and common sense when it comes to those issues that he was just, you know, referencing. But it's incredible to me, going back to what Jennings was pointing out, that Jasmine Crockett and Tim Walz somehow are still the standard bearers for the Democrat Party.
Yeah, and none of these people that are speaking on behalf of the Democratic Party in the here and now, they'll never be in power. They'll never win elections. The Democratic Party knows that, but I think they're willing to let these people come out and say the things they're saying right now because they don't fear that those will be the nominees for anything. Someone like Jamie Dimon, my first thought is, well, thanks, Jamie. Where were you 5 years ago when all of it was actually happening?
Well, that's a good point.
You're only the CEO of the largest bank in the world. But I think even Jamie Dimon's case, you know, he's somebody who has long been kind of around the edges of contemplating running for political office. I think Democrats are going to have to come up with a completely new set of leaders. No Pete Buttigieg, none of this stuff. It's going to have to be somebody, probably somebody outside of politics, you know, who can speak common sense. And, you know, we don't have an election. We obviously have midterms coming up, but midterms are all a function of, you know, a handful of toss-up seats, and
right.
That's not a real sea change of political philosophy. I think, quite frankly, if the Trump administration so far has been so bold in its undertakings, God, it's only 4 months in, it's already shut down the border, and it's in the process of deporting these millions and millions of aliens that have been here forever, and the public loves it, and the economy's doing just fine. You know, oil prices are down, gas at the pumps down.
There's a lot of things that are good. That's right. Yeah. They don't want to acknowledge that. By the way, Fetterman even piggybacks off some of that with what you were saying. But, you know, let's focus on Augusta here for just a couple of minutes. I've often said, when I used to ride my bike and be one of those annoying people in spandex out there where you live, John, that if I would, you know, take someone and blindfold them and land them in Augusta, Missouri, they wouldn't know that they were in Missouri. It's just beautiful out there. You can say that about different spots of the state. But you have a great wine and jazz festival that's coming up this very weekend that I know you're involved with. So give this a plug for this weekend.
Yeah, sure. So
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're having a third annual wine and jazz festival. It starts Friday night at Mount Pleasant Winery, but then all day Saturday from about 9 in the morning till 9 at night, we've got jazz going. And then Sunday morning at Noble Winery, there's a brunch. My firm, Magis Financial Advisors, is the lead sponsor on the headline acts, and that's 6 o'clock on Saturday at the Harmony Rhyme, which is a 19th century entertainment center. And we brought the Hot Club of Baltimore in. They're a nationally renowned act. They're famous for gypsy jazz. You know, Django Reinhardt is kind of the grandfather of gypsy jazz. So it's a real unique experience. All the wineries, there's five different wineries, are hosting events during the day. And if you just go to AugustaWineAndJazz.com, you can find it. And it's going to be a great day, weather permitting, rain or shine, because the Harmony Rhyme is actually an indoor facility, and that's where the headliner will be at 6 o'clock.
What is on the pamphlet I see there, VIP tickets, includes a blind wine voting. Can you explain any of that?
Yeah, so there's no charge to during the whole course of the day. To see the headline act, to get in the Varine is $20, and then there are VIP tickets, which includes wine tastings and a full course, you know, a five-course meal, and that actually may be sold out by now. But, you know, even if you just have an hour or two to come out in the afternoon, there's stuff going on. It's really a great time. There's a shuttle bus that'll take you all the wineries, because like, for example, Balducci's about 2 miles from Augusta, and they're starting like 3 o'clock on Saturday, and so you can come and go. It's just going to be a great time.
Awesome. The best website would be theharmonywithanie.org. Is that accurate?
Yep.
All right.
That's
cool.
Right.
Have fun this weekend. I might head out there.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Thank you, John Lampe. You got to hear this John Fetterman audio, which is really, really good this afternoon. Some of these qualify for audio cut of the day, which will take place in about 2 hours. Sue's News on a Monday in the next hour. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.